This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Rajaji Utsav, a celebration of the life and legacy of the first Indian governor, General of India Chakravarti Rajagopalachari, has been celebrated at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. On the occasion, President Draupadi Murmu today unveiled the bust of Chakravarti Rajagopalachari at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The bust of Rajaji, situated at the grand open staircase near Ashok Mandap, replaced the bust of Edwin Lutyens. Addressing the gathering, the President said this initiative is part of a series of steps being taken towards shedding the vestiges of the colonial mindset and embracing with pride the richness of India's culture, heritage, timeless traditions, and honouring those who served Bharat Mata with extraordinary contributions.
जो लोग राष्ट्रपति भवन देखने आएंगे उन्हें राजा जी के योगदान से परिचित कराया जाएगा भारतीयों चेतना और समस्त भारतवासियों विशेषकर कमजोर वर्गों के लोगों से जुड़ाव राजा जी के विचारों और कार्यों में दिखाई देता है
Raising allegations of unrest, corruption and appeasement against the Trinamool Congress government, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has sought the support of the people of West Bengal in the upcoming assembly election. In an open letter to the people of the state ahead of the assembly polls, he not only presented an account of the central government's various projects and achievements over the past 11 years, but also offered his respects to the people of Bengal. He said that time has come to decide the path for the future of the next generation. Emphasizing that public welfare and holistic development have been prioritized over the past decade, he added that the central government has consistently worked across all areas from farmers' welfare to youth empowerment. The Calcutta High Court expressed its anguish over the lackluster role of the government of West Bengal and Kolkata Municipal Corporation over the illegal constructions on the East Kolkata wetlands, which are Ramsar site despite the court's multiple orders to dismantle. The High Court today ordered to add the Government of India in this case and observed if the state government is unable to dismantle the illegal construction, then central forces will be instructed to complete the job. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the recently concluded India AI Impact Summit held in New Delhi. Sharing a Sanskrit Shubhashitam on social media today, the Prime Minister said the historic summit witnessed widespread global appreciation for India's capabilities. He noted that it reflects how the forward-looking mindset of India's youth in the field of technology can greatly benefit humanity. The AI Impact Summit 2026 concluded with the adoption of the New Delhi Declaration on AI Impact, marking a significant milestone in global cooperation on artificial intelligence. Union Corporation Minister Amit Shah interacted with drivers Sarthis of Bharat Taxi in New Delhi. In a video released today, Mr. Shah said the Bharat Taxi Cooperative is to empower the drivers by providing them the ownership of their work. He mentioned that the initiative focuses on curbing the problems related to private taxi service companies and provide the profit to drivers and not the cooperative. The minister further said the initiative is becoming a platform for the welfare of drivers and safety of passengers. The Indian Embassy in Tehran has urged the Indian nationals in Iran to leave the country by available means of transport, including commercial flights. The embassy has reiterated its advisory issued on January 14 this year, saying all Indian citizens and persons of Indian origin should exercise due caution, avoid areas of protest or demonstrations, stay in contact with the Indian Embassy in Iran, and monitor local media for any developments. It also requested the Indian nationals to have their travel and immigration documents, including passports and identity cards, readily available with them. The embassy also issued helpline numbers +98912-810-9115, +98912-810-9109, +98912-810-9102, and +98993-217-9359. The embassy can also be reached at cons@tehran@mea.gov.in. And in the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Zimbabwe will take on the West Indies in the Super Group 1 clash at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.